Heywood Broun, I don't know if any of you know the name of Heywood Broun. Heywood Broun was a great journalist of that era, of the 1920s and 1930s, and wrote a column actually for mainstream newspapers, column called It Seems to Me. And he was also one of the organizers of the, he was an unusual journalist, one because he was a socialist, and two because he was one of the organizers of the American Newspaper Guild, which started around that time. And when people said, well, look, we had three of the most distinguished people in Massachusetts to go over the evidence, and they said these guys are guilty, and Heywood Broun wrote, yes, it is not every prisoner who has a president of Harvard University throw on the switch for him. If this is a lynching, at least the fish peddler and his friend the factory hand may take unction to their souls that they will die at the hands of men in dinner jackets or academic gowns. There were protests all over the country and all over the world. There were demonstrations in Buenos Aires and Paris and in London, all over the United States. And the lawyers kept trying to come up with new theories and new ideas and new bits of evidence. And Sacco said, forget it. It doesn't matter. They want us to die. It doesn't matter what the evidence is. It doesn't matter what legal... There are always people who think this, you know. If I can only come up with the right kind of legal argument, that the legal system will take cognizance of this. And Sacco was saying, no, you're wrong. Given who we are, and given what the legal system is, it doesn't matter what argument you make in a legal brief. They're going to put us to death. The only thing that will matter, and Vanzetti said this at another point, the only thing that will matter is if hundreds of thousands and millions of people take to the streets and create a clamor in the country. That's the only thing that might possibly stop them from killing us. Well, there were protests, but they weren't great enough and didn't match Vanzetti's standards for an enormous protest. And so, that August 23rd, 1927, Charlestown Prison, where the electric chair was, crowds gathered outside, protesters, pickets. There were machine guns mounted on nearby buildings to control the protesters. And people were beaten and people were arrested. Some distinguished literary figures participated in the demonstration, Edna St. Vincent Millay and John Dos Passos. And Albert Einstein had protested against this. Important figures in the arts had protested against this. And the labor movement, particularly the Italian labor movement, but the labor movement had supported Sacco and Vanzetti and organized protests, but yes, they were executed. And